This morning on WCHL, the state's 22nd death from the flu has been reported, and it's the first death of an infant. However, this year's flu season is focused on young and middle-aged adults, and UNC is stepping up its flu vaccine promotion.
It seems that younger folks maybe don't have as much immunity to this virus.
OB Creek plans are still on, and just like previous focus areas, traffic is a major area of concern.
I would ask the council to not go to the next stage yet, but to make sure that the work is done to get the right information, get that information into the committee.
And we'll let you know why the 32nd annual Hillsborough Hog Day is canceled. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, UNC men's basketball coach Roy Williams isn't giving up on the season despite an 0-3 ACC start. Plus, the UNC women jumped four spots in this week's AP poll.
What letter grade would you give the Carolina Panthers season?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:08 at WCHL, we have 46 degrees in Chapel Hill, and actually the beginning of a rainy day. Mostly cloudy today, rain likely to the tune of 70%. Mainly this morning, though, this afternoon will be a little nicer. Our high temperature today in the upper 50s, a little cooler than yesterday. The H1N1 flu has caused an increase in flu-related deaths in North Carolina this year, with only 19 of the 21 deceased older than 65, and UNC is reaching out to its students to urge preventative care. Campus Health Services Executive Director Dr. Mary Covington says this is the same strand of flu that caused what was known as the swine flu epidemic back in 2009.
It seems that younger folks maybe don't have as much immunity to this virus, and so it's particularly important that young and middle-aged people get vaccinated.
Campus Health Services flu shots are only open to students at the university. The clinic is open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday during the academic year. However, Dr. Covington says now in the heart of flu season, there are additional clinics open to all members of campus.
We're actually running 6 additional clinics and at convenient locations on campus, so that any faculty, staff, or student could go there and get a flu shot.
She says there are two things above all else to remember during any flu season.
That's one of the most important preventative measures, and the other one is to wash your hands and practice good hand hygiene.
UNC Campus Health Services is located in the James A. Taylor Building, which sits between the Keenan Football Stadium and UNC Hospitals. You can find contact information by reading this story on our website. The Department of Health and Human Services reports North Carolina's first child death from flu for the 2013-2014 flu season. An infant in the eastern region of the state died on Monday because of complications associated with influenza. To protect the family's privacy, the infant's hometown, county, and gender are not being released. Although the infant was too young to receive a flu vaccination, the traffic event emphasizes the need for everyone to take precautions. Last week, Department of Health and Human Services officials reported 21 deaths associated with seasonal influenza. Of those 21 deaths, 19 were young and middle-aged adults, most of whom had underlying medical conditions. Only 2 deaths have been reported in persons over 65, as we mentioned a few moments ago. Updated summary describing flu activity through July 11th will be released sometime later this week. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to move the OB Creek process forward, but they added a few new steps along the way. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
More than 100 people packed the Chapel Hill Town Council's first business meeting of the new year to ask the council to adopt the recommendations of the OB Creek Compass Committee. Southern Chapel Hill resident Chris Bergstrom was one of 20 speakers to address the council.
Please show the citizens of this town that when you form a compass committee the way that you did, that you actually pay attention to what they're recommending. Show us it's not just a fig leaf. Demonstrate that you're really listening.
Concern centered on a 1.6 million square foot development plan put forward by developers at East West Partners for 124 acres along 15501 South. Developers, consultants, and the 17-member Compass Committee have spent the last 6 months exploring the OB Creek proposal. But in the end, the committee decided the current plan is too big and too dense. They asked the council to pause the process until a smaller plan was offered for consideration. In addition, committee members and area residents worried that the town is not ready to move into the next phase of the process without more information on traffic and the economic impact of the plan. Here's Lee Nachman.
I would ask the council to not go to the next stage yet, but to make sure that the work is done to get the right information, get that information into the committee, not put the cart before the horse, so that we can have a considered understanding of what the proposal is in the context of real data before you take the next phase.
However, town staffers and council members countered that data collection and analysis would be better suited to phase two. And although the second phase of the development agreement process has been labeled the negotiation phase, council members, including Jim Ward, stressed they had not yet made up their minds about the outcome.
If the impact in terms of the traffic volumes that this would generate are greater than we're willing to put up with, we can walk away from the table. I'm prepared to walk away from the table. So by moving to phase two does not mean that we are going to end up approving anything.
Council members agreed with residents asking for more checkpoints along the way, but stopped short of seconding the committee's call for a new concept plan. The council voted 8-1 to move into the second phase of the process, in which the technical team will work with developers and town staffers to revise the plan and explore how it will impact the surrounding area. At the end of that phase, the council will review the plan and vote whether or not to enter into direct negotiations with developers at East West Partners. The development agreement process is markedly different from the council's usual special use permit approval process. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told the crowd the council adopted the process in hopes of fostering greater dialogue and more transparency.
This is a significant change in process for a reason, and it's because the council wants continued community feedback in this project. If we desired a black box decision, we would have done it the old-fashioned way.
Town staffers estimate it'll take up to a year to conduct studies and draft a development agreement. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. More news in just a moment.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Basnight are both native Chapelhillians who've seen our community through a half century of changes. Their advice is gold. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base in 30 years of business. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence to bring a fresh perspective to every situation. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Atlantic Tire and Service, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, has three convenient locations in Durham, Cary, and Raleigh, where you can get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the Durham, Cary, and Raleigh location nearest you.
It's a new year, which can only mean one thing. It's time for the fourth annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. Join WCHL, Chapelboro.com, along with UNC Healthcare and the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont as we bring back the challenge that has helped almost 200 people over the past 3 years lose weight and get active and healthy.
Each year, dozens of people just like you, right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, sign up to become as healthy as they can be.
But the only way to be a challenger is to register. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou and submit your registration by January 19th. We'll randomly select our eight teams of eight challengers each who will receive a free six-week club membership at UNC Wellness Center, along with other great benefits. And that's just the start.
But hurry, limited spacing is available, so sign up now to ensure your spot in the 2014 Healthiest You Challenge.
You'll learn about healthy eating, living an active lifestyle, meal and grocery planning, and more. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today to be a UNC Healthcare Healthiest You Challenger.
WCHL News Time is 6:16. You can still get barbecue in Hillsboro, but no longer on Hog Day. The more than 30-year tradition of the Hillsboro Hog Day, which has brought festival goers from across the state to Orange County, has been canceled. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Mayor Tom Stevens to hear his reaction to the decision.
I know a lot of people will miss it, but ultimately the Chamber's all-day event was a chamber fundraising. What I understand as they were looking at it, and you're asking the question, is the juice worth the squeeze?
That's Mayor Stevens. The Hillsboro-Orange County Chamber of Commerce made the announcement Thursday. Hillsboro Hog Day, which was Orange County's largest festival incorporating food, music, and other activities, would have celebrated its 32nd anniversary this year.
the town didn't have much to do in terms of being involved with the decision-making about that, so I learned about it pretty much the way everybody else did.
The Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce is a private, nonprofit organization that does not receive funding from the government or public entities, according to the group's website. It is entirely supported by membership dues and private fundraising efforts.
They had a lot of effort going into it, but it was not raising a whole lot of money and actually maybe put them on the edge a couple times.
The town has helped the Hillsborough Hog Day Festival in the past by providing grants and trash pickup and police services, Stevens explained, but it does not have the resources to keep the event going.
I don't think, in fact, I must assure you the town is not going to step in and sort of take over the operations. There's not any events that the town really does. We don't have any staff for that.
Stevens says that while Hillsborough Hog Day generated attention and economic activity for Hillsborough, there are other events that will help engage the community, such as Last Friday's, the celebration of the Automobile Car Show, and holiday events. However, Stevens added that the hog may live to see another day.
My understanding is that they would be glad to entertain partnering with another organization if there's some other group that would like to see Hog Day continue.
Margaret Wood Cannell, the Chamber's executive director, said that Hillsborough Hog Day took a minimum of 6 months to plan and execute, according to a statement on their website. Cannell said that the Chamber has a two-person staff and a small band of volunteers, and that the time investment was, quote, huge, and that resources could be allocated instead to providing membership services and promoting economic growth. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm going to miss Hog Day because I always emceed the entertainment stays there. It's a lot of fun. Carborough Alderman will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. Voters approved a half-cent sales tax in 2012 that will partially fund the plan. Now Triangle Transit is conducting environmental impact studies on possible routes from Chapel Hill to Durham in preparation for requesting federal funding for the light rail project. In addition, board members will sign off on the first budget for the town's new tourism authority. The group is funded with occupancy taxes from Carborough's first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, which opened for business in the fall. The Tourism Authority will collect an estimated $61,000 next year to be spent on signs, parking, and events designed to draw more visitors to town. The Alderman will also revisit plans for the development of Martin Luther King Jr. Park, scheduled to take place in 2016. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL News Time is 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of Sound Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Their service department is also open on Sundays. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. Rand Northam in the newsroom. As usual, he will be reporting on traffic. You will first hear from him in about a half hour right here on WCHL. And now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 47 degrees right now, mostly cloudy, rain likely today, 70% chance of it, and a bigger chance of rain this morning than later on in the day. High today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with a low down around 35. And tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers. The cooler temperatures tomorrow, highs only in the upper 40s. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina men's basketball team is facing some extreme adversity this season. Starting out at 0-3 in the ACC is certainly a surprise and not where the team wanted to be. But head coach Roy Williams says all is not lost. Not yet. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The brakes have seemingly been hit on the Carolina men's basketball season following a trio of ACC losses. However, head coach Roy Williams says he still maintains hope that, much like last year, his team will be able to supply some answers and turn things around.
A record, don't feel good about the way you've played, but yet you do have a great deal of confidence, great deal of hope that you can get things turned around. And, you know, last year about this time we weren't feeling very good either, and maybe as good a turnaround as we've ever had, so there is a lot of hope.
With the success of the zone defense employed by both Miami and Syracuse in the past two contests, Coach Williams says he expects to see plenty more zone in the games to come. But that's not daunting him.
Oh, I would think so. And, you know, I've loved it for 25 years. This is the first year in my entire coaching career that I haven't sit over there and started giggling when somebody went to zone. I mean, it really is, because we've always really done a nice job against it, and we've had guys make shots. And but you got to do both things. You got to have an effective attack to it, and you've got to make shots. And
despite the less than desirable start to conference play, Coach Williams says there will be no quit in the Tar Heels. He says he likes when kids hurt. It lets him know they really do want more.
You got to put that junk behind you and go, next play, next play, next play, next game, whatever it is. You got to learn from your mistakes. I love it when kids hurt when they lose, because that means it does mean something to them, that they do care. And so now we've got to take it from that stage and learn things from our mistakes and keep trying, keep trying. You know, you knock me down 10 times, I'm going to get up 11. And we've got to get that attitude over to the kids.
One of the weaknesses of this year's Carolina team is the inability to finish the plays inside when picking up fouls. Coach Williams says the old-fashioned three-point plays aren't being produced by his players because they're lacking the aggressive mindset of past UNC great Tyler Hansbrough.
Yeah, we are, and part of that is our fault, because we're not being tough enough to finish the play. Who had more three-point opportunities, the original old-fashioned three-point play opportunities, than anybody you've ever seen? Right. Tyler Hansbrough. You know, and because he focused on finishing the play, he didn't see a guy coming and flinch.
The Tar Heels will have plenty of time to regroup and collect themselves this week before facing Boston College on Saturday. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Duke almost lost last night in Durham. Rashid Suleiman hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 18.8 seconds left. Number 23, Duke beat Virginia 69-65 last night. Suleiman finished with a season-high 21 points. Rodney Hood added 14 for the Blue Devils, who are 13-4, 2-2 in the Atlantic Coast Conference, debuting at their lowest ranking since the last time they fell out of the AP poll in February of 2007. They led an 11-point lead with 3.5 minutes slip away before avoiding a third loss in four games. Again, Virginia lost to Duke last night. Close one, 69-65. And women's basketball. UNC women's team is now ranked number 9 in the nation. In the latest Associated Press poll released on Monday, freshman sensation Diamond DeShields was named ACC Rookie of the Week. Carolina moved up 4 spots from number 13 in last week's rankings, thanks to a pair of impressive wins over number 20 North Carolina State and number 17 Florida State. DeShields earned the honor for the second time this season by averaging 23 points and 8 rebounds in Tar Heel wins against the Wolfpack and the Seminoles. Read more about Carolina women's basketball on our website at chapelboro.com. A day after losing at home to San Francisco in the NFC divisional playoffs, the Panthers turned their attention to doing something no other team in franchise history has done, reaching the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. The Panthers have been to the playoffs 5 times in 18 seasons, but never in consecutive years. All-pro fullback Mike Tolbert says the Panthers are out to change that. He says he thinks they're on the verge of something special, so he's excited about the future. The Panthers returned to the playoffs for the first time since 2008, going 12-4 on the season, winning the NFC South and capturing the number 2 seed in the playoffs. It all ended with a 23-10 loss to the 49ers, but Coach Ron Rivera still called it a successful season. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Walgreens. Their expert pharmacists are ready to help whenever you need them, right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Charles Osgood. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a killer. It shuts down the nervous system, leaving the patient paralyzed. Most die within 3 years of diagnosis. But a clinical trial is being conducted at Emory University to see whether specially prepared neural stem cells might extend ALS patients' lives beyond that.
In this case, we have a disease that is relentless and is really untreatable.
Dr. Jonathan Glass is leading the trials at Emory.
And so what we're looking to do is change the slope of disease. So you live longer, basically. It becomes a chronic disease as opposed to a terminal disease.
In rat models, this did slow down the progress of the disease. More after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life: rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners' insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners' agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Taking part in a second phase human trial at Emory University is ALS patient April Mansouris.
Well, I had the first doctor tell me in March 28, 2012. And then, you know, I had second opinions, and there was still maybe a hope, you know, after I saw Dr. Glass in June of that year. It's when the final word, you have ALS.
3 months ago, specially designed neural stem cells were injected into her upper spinal cord. April says she is feeling better, but she knows this isn't expected to save her life. Says Dr. Jonathan Glass.
Well, stem cells are interesting, and in some ways they're magic. And they're magic because we really don't know what they can do. And stem cells have worked extraordinarily well for other types of diseases. And what we're hoping they're doing is making connections like they do in the rat and hopefully keeping those motor neurons healthy.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Your option of 1 or 2 hour photo booth rental available now. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event and are perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, corporate events, or any other gathering. Photo strips make the perfect personal gift for your guests, and they'll always have something to remind them of your fabulous event. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Southern Rail. Serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carver. Mostly cloudy today, rain likely, mainly this morning. 70% chance of rain. High today in the upper 50s. Right now it is 47 degrees in Chapel Hill, 46 in Carborough. Tonight mostly clear and cooler with a low down around 35. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain in the form of showers. Cooler temperatures, highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night we're looking at partly cloudy skies and colder with the lows down in the middle 20s. So we are going to dip below freezing, but not until tomorrow night. And then on Thursday is sunny day with a high in the middle 40s. So actually pretty good weather here if we get past this rain. A little bit chillier today. High today upper 50s. 70% chance of rain today.
If it's at our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. At a Florida movie theater about a half hour's drive north of Tampa, Chad Olson was texting before a movie began, and as retired cop Curtis Reeves was getting set to watch Lone Survivor, he asked the texter to stop. There was trouble. Popcorn was thrown. A shot was fired. Eyewitness Charles Cummings and his son were near Olson.
He staggered two seats over, fell on my son and I.
Asked if the guy was okay, and he started gurgling blood, and then he fell on my
Like, he said, man, I can't believe I got shot.
More from correspondent Anne-Marie Green.
Olson had told Reeves he was texting his young daughter. Olson's wife put her hand over her husband. The bullet hit her hand and his chest. Reeves put down his gun and made no effort to get away. An off-duty sheriff grabbed the gun. The 43-year-old Chad Olson died at the hospital.
Now Curtis Reeves, the retired police officer, is behind bars facing second-degree murder charges. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wow, what in the world is happening these days? 6:32 at WCHL, 47 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. The H1N1 flu has caused an increase in flu-related deaths in North Carolina this year, with only two of the 21 deceased older than 65, and UNC is reaching out to its students to urge preventative care. Campus Health Services Executive Director Dr. Mary Covington says this is the same strand of flu that caused what was known as the swine flu epidemic back in 2009.
It seems that younger folks maybe don't have as much immunity to this virus, and so it's particularly important that young and middle-aged people get vaccinated.
Campus Health Services flu shots are only open to students at the university. The clinic is open from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday during the academic year. However, Dr. Covington says now, in the heart of flu season, there are additional clinics open to all members of campus.
We're actually running 6 additional clinics and at convenient locations on campus, so that any faculty, staff, or student could go there and get a flu shot.
Dr. Covington says there are two things above all else to remember during any flu season.
That's one of the most important preventative measures, and the other one is to wash your hands and practice good hand hygiene.
UNC Campus Health Services is located in the James Taylor Building, which sits between the Keenan Football Stadium and UNC Hospitals. You can find contact information by reading this story on our website at chapelroad.com. The Department of Health and Human Services reports North Carolina's first child death from flu for the 2013-2014 flu season. An infant in the eastern part of the state died on Monday because of complications associated with influenza. To protect the family's privacy, the infant's hometown, county, and gender are not being released. Although the infant was too young to get a flu vaccination, this tragic event emphasizes the need for everyone to take precautions. Only 2 deaths have been reported in persons over 65, as I mentioned. Of those 21 deaths around the state from the flu, 19 were young and middle-aged adults, most of whom had some kind of underlying medical condition. Chapel Hill Town Council was busy last night. They voted to move the Obie Creek process forward, but they added a few new steps along the way. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
More than 100 people packed the Chapel Hill Town Council's first business meeting of the new year to ask the council to adopt the recommendations of the Obie Creek Compass Committee. Southern Chapel Hill resident Chris Bergstrom was one of 20 speakers to address the council.
Please show the citizens of this town that when you form a Compass Committee the way that you did, that you actually pay attention to what they're recommending. Show us it's not just a fig leaf. Demonstrate that you're really listening.
Concern centered on a 1.6 million square foot development plan put forward by developers at East West Partners for 124 acres along 15501 South. Developers, consultants, and the 17-member Compass Committee have spent the last 6 months exploring the Obie Creek proposal. But in the end, the committee decided the current plan is too big and too dense. They asked the council to pause the process until a smaller plan was offered for consideration. In addition, committee members and area residents worried that the town is not ready to move into the next phase of the process without more information on traffic and the economic impact of the plan. Here's Lee Nachman.
I would ask the council to not go to the next stage yet, but to make sure that the work is done to get the right information, get that information into the committee, not put the cart before the horse, so that we can have a considered understanding of what the proposal is in the context of real data before you take the next phase.
However, town staffers and council members countered that data collection and analysis would be better suited to phase two. And although the second phase of the development agreement process has been labeled the negotiation phase, council members, including Jim Ward, stressed they had not yet made up their minds about the outcome.
If the impact in terms of the traffic volumes that this would generate are greater than we're willing to put up with, we can walk away from the table. I'm prepared to walk away from the table. So by moving to phase two does not mean that we are going to end up approving anything.
Council members agreed with residents asking for more checkpoints along the way, but stopped short of seconding the committee's call for a new concept plan. The council voted 8-1 to move into the second phase of the process, in which the technical team will work with developers and town staffers to revise the plan and explore how it will impact the surrounding area. At the end of that phase, the council will review the plan and vote whether or not to enter into direct negotiations with developers at East-West Partners. The development agreement process is markedly different from the council's usual special use permit approval process. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told the crowd the council adopted the process in hopes of fostering greater dialogue and more transparency.
This is a significant change in process for a reason, and it's because the council wants continued community feedback in this project. If we desired a black box decision, we would have done it the old-fashioned way.
Town staffers estimate it'll take up to a year to conduct studies and draft a development agreement. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen will hear an update on the Orange County bus and rail plan when the board meets tonight. Voters approved a half-cent sales tax in 2012 that will partially fund the plan. Now, Triangle Transit is conducting environmental impact studies on possible routes from Chapel Hill to Durham in preparation for requesting federal funding for the light rail project. In addition, board members will sign off at the first budget for the town's new tourism authority. The group is funded with occupancy taxes from Carborough's first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, which opened for business in the fall. The Tourism Authority will collect an estimated $61,000 next year to be spent on signs, parking, and events designed to draw more visitors to town. The Alderman will also revisit plans for the development of Martin Luther King Jr. Park, scheduled to take place in 2016. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. If you're a DirecTV customer, you woke up without the Weather Channel this morning because of a dispute over fees between the channel and the satellite service. The two companies pointed fingers at each other late Monday night after a midnight Eastern Standard Time deadline for renegotiation of carriage fees passed without an agreement. In a statement, David Kenny, CEO of the Weather Channel's parent company, The Weather Company, said it offered DirecTV the best rate for its programming. Kenny accused the satellite provider of putting profits ahead of its customers' needs. DirecTV called the loss of the Weather Channel regrettable in a statement, adding that it would continue to provide its customers with weather news on its Weather Nation channel. Hundreds gathered at the Georgia Capitol building to push Governor Nathan Deal to expand that state's Medicaid program as state lawmakers met for the first day of the legislative session yesterday. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the NAACP and other groups held a Moral Monday rally like those here in North Carolina. It's a replicated version of rallies that started here in our state. The demonstrations are meant to counter public policies that some consider extreme and detrimental. North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber was there. He told demonstrators in Georgia not to make a deal with injustice. The newspaper reports that expanding the state's Medicaid program would extend health coverage to about 650,000 low-income Georgians. Deal has said the program is already too expensive, and the state cannot afford to expand it. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Fred Black says teachers are the key for our children. He has today's commentary right after this.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Donkey shake.
It's easy being a Tar Heel fan? I'm a Tar Heel fan and have lived in Raleigh my whole life, right in the heart of Wolfpack country. My older brother's probably the biggest NC State fan in the world. So if you think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan, let me tell you, it really is. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment needs. If you want office solutions, or if you just want to celebrate Carolina's latest victory, visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office. Go Heels!
It's a new year, which can only mean one thing. It's time for the fourth annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. Join WCHL, Chapelboro.com, along with UNC Healthcare and the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont as we bring back the challenge that has helped almost 200 people over the past 3 years lose weight and get active and healthy.
Each year, dozens of people just like you, right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, sign up to become as healthy as they can be.
But the only way to be a challenger is to register. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou and submit your registration by January 19th.
We'll randomly select our eight teams of eight challengers each who will receive a free six-week club membership at UNC Wellness Center, along with other great benefits. And that's just the start.
But hurry, limited spacing is available, so sign up now to ensure your spot in the 2014 Healthiest You Challenge.
You'll learn about healthy eating, living an active lifestyle, meal and grocery planning, and more. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today to be a UNC Healthcare Healthiest You Challenger.
47 degrees, 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. One of the interesting ramifications as growing up as a kid in the military, or typically what's called an army brat, was that we moved a lot. Moving meant leaving friends and places you grew accustomed to, and of course, changing schools. From kindergarten to high school graduation, I attended 10 schools. I did 8th grade in two different locations and attended 3 high schools for my 4 years. Fortunately, my junior and senior year were in the same school, so that was at least some stability. My parents were very involved in our education and never let relocations be used as an excuse for poor performance. But thankfully, I remember that the majority of my teachers were great educators who cared and ensured that we achieved in the classroom regardless of when we joined the class. Those great teachers prepared us well, and our education prepared us for college. I now worry that our local kids might not have the opportunity to learn from committed, skilled, and enthusiastic teachers in the days ahead because of the actions by the General Assembly. Will we be able to retain our best educators given the salary issues, the loss of advanced degree incentives, decreasing school budgets, and the workloads we ask teachers to carry? Some considered us Army brats disadvantaged because of the constant moving, but the advantage that at least I had at every single school was top-flight educators. I hope all citizens get engaged and involved and push for policy reforms. Our kids deserve to be able to say that they had great teachers and not what a bad law might leave them with. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And it's time now to talk a little basketball on WCHL, your flagship station for the Tar Heels.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina does not play a midweek game this week, having to sit at 0-3 in conference until Saturday afternoon when the Heels host Boston College. The break may have come at a good time, though, as Carolina struggles on the court and with confidence.
It's been a little bit of a grind. We don't play again next weekend. We're going to give them a couple days off, and hopefully that'll help them. But, you know, when things are going well, the ball is an energy pill. When things are going poorly, you don't have that energy pill out there. And so I think a lot of things is lack of confidence, and poor play tends to make you be more tired than you would be if you're playing better.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roy Williams thinks increased confidence could help his team's on-the-court efforts.
If you're confident, you know, you're on your toes, you're on the balls, your feet, you're going after. And if you're not confident, you're hesitant about everything, and you're reacting lower than the other guy. You know, right now, it's a tough time in that locker room. The kids are feeling it. They've felt some stress. They're going to continue to feel that. And we've just got to be tough enough, mentally put that stuff aside. And then if you have a little more confidence, if you're a little tougher.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Tar Heels just need to win this Saturday, and that confidence will come back. 646 WCHL. Coming up next, we will take a look at your traffic and weather together. We also have today's celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conyers Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join the wedding professionals of the Carolina Inn on Sunday, January 26th for an elegant afternoon with the most creative and experienced wedding vendors in the area. Our luxury bridal showcase will allow you to sample cake from several bakeries, hold bouquets of flowers in your hands, listen to music, and see the most exquisite wedding gowns from top couture designers. All inspiration for your perfect day. Tickets are available at CarolinaInnBridalShowcase.com.
Hi, this is Roy Williams. One of the principles of good basketball is good rebounding. Without it, you'd never win a game. Even the greatest basketball players miss some shots, but rebounding is like having great insurance. Make sure you're prepared to rebound against life's unforeseen losses. For more than 30 years, the Seagro's Nationwide Insurance Agency has been a winner. Ted's not much of a basketball player, but you'll be glad that he's on your team.
Let Ted, Pete, and Amy protect your family. The Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency, a 30-year winning record for On Your Side service.
Time again for Traffic and Weather Together. On WCHL, this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. I'm about to make you hungry. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Minamot Village in Chapel Hill. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, say hello to the handsome young Rand Northam, who is ready to go face the day with a purple shirt and a matching tie and just a glint in his eye.
A glint in my eye indeed. Yeah. Good morning, Ron.
I'm a poet, and you know it. What's happening this morning?
Well, not too much out on the roadways right now. Traffic moving smoothly. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, also MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street not reporting any accidents or delays. Hopefully that will stay the case. If it doesn't, we'll let you know, and if you see anything as you travel, hope you'll let us know as well. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I had someone call me yesterday and say, if I call the newsroom, will Rand really answer the phone?
I will really answer the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Sure. You know, that's the deal. You call the newsroom, Rand answers the phone. You tell him the information you have, we'll pass it along.
That's my home number. Why wouldn't I?
May as well be your home number. You may as well move a cot back in there as much time as you spend in that room. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
We'll talk
to you in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh food, coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 47 degrees in Chapel Hill, 46 this morning in Carrboro, also 46 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy, rain likely, 70% chance of it probably this morning. High today in about 57 or 58 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with a low down in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny, 20% chance of rain showers, cooler temperatures. Highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. So that's our forecast for the next couple of days here. WCHL celebrity birthdays. Clarence Carter, Slip Away, Stroking, Patches, whole lot of other good stuff. Clarence Carter, 78 years old today. Singer Jack Jones is 76. Singer-songwriter Alan Toussaint is 76. One of those New Orleans guys. Former NAACP chairman Julian Bond turned 74 today. Actress Faye Dunaway, 73. Actress Holland Taylor is 71 years old. She's the mom on Two and a Half Men. Actor Carl Weathers, who once played Apollo Creed, 66 years old today. Singer-producer T-Bone Burnett is 66. Movie writer, director Lawrence Kasdan turned 65 today. Steven Soderbergh, 51, the movie writer and director. Fox News Channel anchorman Shepard Smith is 50 years old today. Actor Dan Snyder, 48. Actress Emily Watson is 47 years old today. Actor-comedian Tom Rhodes, 47. LL Cool J, rapper and actor on NCIS Los Angeles. LL Cool J, 46 years old today. Actor Jason Bateman is 45. Dave Grohl, one of my favorites, leader of Foo Fighters, 45 years old today. Let's see here. Rock singer, songwriter Mark Broussard, 32. Caleb Followell, the lead singer of Kings of Leon, is 32. I think he's the lead singer, isn't he? One of the Followell brothers. Zach Guilford, 32. And locally, we have some celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Butch Keziah has a birthday. Happy birthday, Butch! And our birthday winner of the day is Charlotte White. Charlotte Kirstgessner White. Happy birthday, dear. We're going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Minamont. They always love taking care of their customers, and they will love taking care of you. Charlotte White. Happy birthday from the UPS stores, Chris Derby and company, and all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, we're taking a break from the demographics and the logistical and statistical numbers of the town of Chapel Hill Mr. Stutz a daily Tuesday dose of rock and roll.
I can't go without my medicine here.
Yeah.
My rock and roll meds.
Yeah.
Are you going to ask me to come up with some numbers on this like you've been doing with all these Chapel Hill questions?
No, we're spinning some vinyl.
Just the name of the song and the artist.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
But the category of this instance, it's not top tens, it's not one-hit wonders, it's not number one songs.
Right.
It's former supergroup soloists.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
okay. Did I pique your interest?
Yes, it did.
Okay, good.
You just hand me the record and let me play it here?
Yeah, it was February of 1979.
Okay.
When this former Fleetwood Mac guitarist released this single. Name either the tune or the artist.
Okay.
Call us 919-929-WCHL.
All right, everybody, listen very carefully.
Here we go.
Here we go.
And I'm looking forward to hearing this myself. Listen carefully. Oh, yeah, it's coming to me. Yeah, I remember that song. Yeah. I think I know what that is. I guess we ought to stop it there and go with today's WCHL Hometown Hero. But if you know what that is, if you can name the song or the artist, don't have to name both. If you can name the artist, you can win a trivia prize and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Judy Truitt is Director of the OPC Area Program, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
OPC stands for Orange Person in Chatham, Mental Health, Developmental Disability and Substance Abuse Authority. We are the local authority that is responsible for managing mental health, substance abuse, and developmental disability services for a three-county area.
Judy says mental health problems affect all of us.
The most recent data from the National Institute for Mental Health indicates that about 20% of all Americans over the age of 18 will, in a given year, present with some form of diagnosable mental health. mental illness. That's 1 in 4 individuals. About 6% of those individuals will present with a serious mental illness. That's 1 in 17. So this is not something that happens to other people. This is something that happens to, for most of us, someone we know, possibly a family member. This isn't other people. This is us.
Of course, these are tough economic times for just about all of our area nonprofit organizations, but Judy Truitt perseveres for OPC.
While resources are diminishing, the need is increasing. We need to, as a community, be responsive to these issues. And again, this is something that, as a community, we feel we can be responsive to.
Unfortunately, according to Judy Truitt, there's still a bit of a stigma attached to mental health problems.
If someone is diagnosed with a thyroid disease or with diabetes, there is not a natural stigma that is attached. But if someone presents with a diagnosis of schizophrenia, then we all too often see that the community has automatic presumptions about what that individual will be like and what their value to the community will be.
How do people find out more?
At OPC, we have customer service lines. We are more than glad to do public presentations. We hold trainings all of the time. We work with our provider community, our advocates, to get information out. And so if groups would like to have us come do presentations, or if we can provide training, we're more than happy to do that.
Judy Truitt, Executive Director of the OPC Area Program. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 657 at WCHL. Phone's ringing a lot this morning.
Well, you know what? I recognize Bob Welch right out of the gate.
Yeah, and I chose that one because it's not necessarily his most successful solo single.
Biggest solo hit, I guess, was Sentimental Lady.
Yeah,
right?
Sentimental Lady, which sounded very Fleetwood Mac-ish. In fact, I think they had done it originally when they were all together, when the group was just a four-man. That's wrong, because Christine McVie.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Four-person group.
But Precious Love God, I like the hook, guitar hook.
Yeah, good. Well.
Yeah, by Bob Welch.
I'm hooked.
Yeah, of his five singles that cracked the Billboard Top 100, this tune was third, as you know, in terms of
third most successful.
Yeah, third most successful. His big hit.
The biggest hit, of course, was Sentimental Lady. And you know what? We did not get a winner this morning. Let's hear a little bit more of that song. It's Bob Welch and a song called Precious Love.
Like you walk on air.
Yes, sir. That's a pretty good tune. So Freddie stumped everybody this morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning with another trivia question for you.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's half off. Your option of 1 or 2 hour photo booth rental available now. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event and are perfect for weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, graduation parties, corporate events, or any other gathering. Photo strips make the perfect personal gift for your guests, and they'll always have something to remind them of your fabulous event. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. Mostly cloudy today, rain likely. High today in the upper 50s, chance of rain is 70%. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies and cooler temperatures with lows down in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain and cooler temperatures. Highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. So that's our forecast for the next couple of days here.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The FBI says it's going to review the case of two former Fullerton, California policemen who've been acquitted in the fatal beating of a mentally ill homeless man. The jury verdict stunned Kelly Thomas's mother, Kathy.
It just isn't fair at all. They murdered my son. And they get away with it.
A surveillance camera showed the policeman jolting and hitting Thompson with a stun gun in July of 2011. But defense lawyer John Barnett says the video didn't tell the whole story.
These peace officers were doing their jobs. They were
operating as they were trained, and they had no malice in their hearts. They were not out to get somebody that night. They were working.
A theater in a Tampa suburb was running previews just before a showing of Lone Survivor when it happened.
Voices start going up. Somebody throws popcorn, and then bang, he was shot.
Shot dead, apparently.